there's a sort of magnificent river that kind of winds its way from high up on the hill down through the gardens. That's obviously not natural. How do you maintain that flow?
It's done by two pumps. So we have one pump that pumps from the bottom lake up to an area about halfway up, and then another pump that pumps from the top lake that goes up to the top. So it's sort of divided into two, so that sort of just keeps a general sort of flow to create the waterfall.
Do you have any fish living in the lake?
Yeah, we have koi carp, or Japanese carp. They're quite big, probably some of them get up to 12 inches or 30 centimetres, and they're quite colourful, and the kids and visitors enjoy feeding them.
How many koi do you reckon you have here?
Quite a few. I think they'd probably be well and truly into the thousands, so they breed quite prolifically. But we also have cormorants and darters and birds like that that come in and clean a lot of the smaller fish out, so it sort of helps with our process of keeping the fish to a certain number, because if we had a large amount of fish, then the lakes would become quite dirty and overstocked.
Anyone that's ever tried to keep fish or successfully kept fish at home knows that they're a lot of work. You know, you have to keep cleaning the tanks out. I mean, with 1,000 fish in a lake, do you err towards letting nature take care of those sort of balances itself, or are they quite high maintenance animals to have in the garden?
They can be quite messy. We generally clean the lakes out once a year, so we empty the water out and catch the fish and give it a real good clean out and re-top it with some fresh water and put the fish back in. But we've in the process of trying out some sand filters to try and take away some of the muck out of the bottom of the lake to try and keep it a bit more cleaner and try and push that period of the 12 months maybe to 24 months or 2 year period where we only have to drain it out every second year.
It wouldn't be a quick or an easy job, I imagine, draining some lakes and rivers this size. How much water is flowing through here?
There's about roughly 2 megalitres of water in the two ponds and the lakes.
And so how long would it take you to clean the whole lake?
Each lake would take about a week of 4 people emptying the lake, catching the fish, getting rid of all the muck, and then re-topping it back up again. So it's about a 2-week process for the both the lakes.